Sometimes the most helpful person in a hard moment is not the one with an answer. It is the one who can stay with you when the answers are not clear.
That gets to the heart of chaplaincy. A chaplain's presence says, you do not have to carry this moment alone. Presence is not passive. It takes attention, steadiness, and respect for what the care seeker needs right now.
And it is different from trying to fix someone. When people face grief, crisis, fear, moral distress, or spiritual questions, they may not need advice. They may need room to breathe, speak honestly, sit quietly, or decide what kind of support comes next.
So what does a chaplain actually do in that space?
A chaplain listens without rushing the story. They notice immediate concerns, ask permission before exploring spiritual or religious needs, and support the person's own beliefs, values, and sources of meaning. They can also help connect the care seeker with appropriate resources.
That last part matters. Chaplains refer, they do not diagnose or treat. If someone needs medical care, mental health treatment, emergency help, or another specialized service, the chaplain helps move that concern toward qualified support. They do not step outside their role and pretend to be the clinician.
That reflects the do and never posture taught across Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. Do offer calm, compassionate presence. Do listen and support informed choices. Do refer when needs exceed the chaplain's scope. Never diagnose, treat, pressure beliefs, or use another person's vulnerability to advance an agenda.
Picture a family waiting after a loved one has been taken into emergency care. Everyone is tense. One person wants prayer, another is angry, and someone else cannot find words. A chaplain does not arrive with a speech or promise that everything will be fine.
Instead, the chaplain might ask, what would be most helpful right now? They may sit in silence, help the family name their immediate concerns, offer prayer only if it is wanted, or locate a staff member who can answer a medical question. The chaplain stays present without taking over.
And that kind of presence can create a little space inside an overwhelming moment. It does not erase pain. It can help a person feel heard, regain some footing, and take the next step with support.
Care seekers also have choices. You can tell a chaplain what you want, what you do not want, whether spiritual language fits, and whether you would prefer silence, conversation, prayer, or a referral. Good chaplaincy respects those boundaries.
So if a chaplain meets you in a difficult moment, you do not need to perform, explain everything, or adopt anyone else's beliefs. You can simply begin where you are. The grounded takeaway is this: chaplaincy is not about fixing you. It is about meeting you with dignity, staying present, and helping you connect with the care you need.